It's 13 minutes now after 4. You're listening to Home Run. I'm Jeanette Kelly. It's 19 degrees here in our studio. In just a few moments, Montreal artists will be enjoying a new venue for their paintings, the walls of Maisonneuve-Rosemont Hospital. There is a vernissage happening there this afternoon, and Earl Pinchuk is the man who's made it happen. He's one of the founders of Art for Healing. Hello.
Hi there.
So tell me a bit more about what people will be able to see on the walls of Maisonneuve-Rosemont after this afternoon's vernissage.
Sure. You know, this is a donation of 65 works of art. I would say about 95% are Quebec artists. And what we've done is we have installed, as an example, 4 pieces by Rita Latente, who is a wonderfully talented, very renowned Quebec artist. We have pieces by Francois Sullivan and Yves Gaucher and Claude Tousignon. I mean, all the
these are major artists.
These are major artists, absolutely. And these were all donated by collectors. And not the artists themselves. So we receive donations from artists and from collectors.
Okay, so and why would people give Art for Healing these paintings?
I guess because they believe in what we're doing, which is trying to make hospitals more humanized and create more healing environments. So since we started the foundation in 2002, we've installed over 4,000 works of art in 3 provinces. So people have really, really connected to this idea, which we're thrilled about.
Where does the idea of Art for Healing come from?
It actually started in 2001. My partner and founder of the foundation, Gary Blair, and I had a friend that was sick at the Royal Victoria Hospital. And we felt, as we were visiting our friend very often, the hospital just didn't look very good. We realized that the hospitals are just, they just have so much to think about that the visual is just maybe one of the things they don't think about, and then they'll put it on their priority list. We also happened to know a lot of artists, and we saw a lot of art that was just lying around in artist studios, really not doing much. And we thought maybe if we started our own organization apart from the hospital system, we would have better success bringing in artwork into hospitals.
And how do you know what kind of impact that the art has on the hospital atmosphere?
Well, the feedback that we get, which is amazing, we get it from people that work in the hospitals, who we get anonymous emails from people who just write us from our website and tell us that while they're at the Montreal Children's Hospital, the artwork that we put in there really made a difference for the time that they were there with their child. So we get feedback all the time. It's been amazing.
And you talked about other provinces. How big has Art for Healing become?
Well, we're now working a lot in Toronto, so word is out there. We've done work in Newfoundland as well, and we have projects in development now in Nova Scotia and Manitoba. So really, the Art for Healing model can be done in any province in Canada, and we're just growing so quickly now that we're thrilled. We're having an art revolution, and I think it's important that art be recognized for how much it brings to our lives when we always hear about art cuts, et cetera, et cetera. We're happy that we're bringing all this great artwork into a public setting where people can enjoy them, and, of course, particularly in a healing environment like a hospital.
How do you go about finding the art?
It's interesting. The art finds us. I would say from these 4,000 pieces, everybody has contacted us. We haven't contacted anybody. We have had some good media exposure, so every time we're in the media, more people hear about us and think it's a good idea and jump on board.
Because I'm just thinking, there are a lot of artists out there who would like to have their paintings shown. Is that what the appeal is for the artist?
I think so, yeah. I mean, the works are donated to the institution. And I think as an artist, I think artists want their work to be shown to the public. It's one thing, I think, for an artist to sell to a collector, flattering, and of course, financially, it's great for the artist as well. But I think there's something that the artists find very attractive about their work being in a place like a hospital where people are stressed and full of anxiety. And if their artwork is making a difference in people's lives, I think they're very happy about that.
So are you paying for the paintings?
No, everything is donated. Everything is donated.
But does the artist get some kind of
Well, the artist would receive a tax receipt from the institution.
Okay. So what's happening this afternoon specifically at Maisonneuve-Rosemont?
Well, this is a donation. There are 65 pieces in this donation to the nuclear medicine department in particular at Maisonneuve-Rosemont. Dr. André Levasseur, he donated 37 of the pieces of the 65 to his own department. And, of course, we still had lots of room for more. So since we're getting phone calls and emails all the time, we just placed another 28 pieces of what we thought would look good with these pieces. And today we're celebrating art in hospitals and what the role that art plays in a hospital setting.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Bon vernissage, I guess we would say.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
That's Earl Pinchuk, one of the creators of the Foundation Art for Healing. He spoke to us from the Maisonneuve-Rosemont Hospital. That's where they're unveiling a new exhibition of paintings for the walls of the hospitals. He's going to send us some pictures, some photos of those paintings. He'll send them to us tonight. We'll have them up tomorrow on our Facebook page. And in the next hour, I'm also going to be talking to someone who works at a geriatric care center who will tell me how people respond when they see art in their milieu, so the impact that art has in a hospital-like milieu.